If Sackville Town Council gives the green light tonight, the town could soon be home to a second EV charger, this one being installed downtown in the parking lot between Goya's Pizza and the post office. Climate change coordinator Kirsty Mrazek outlined the options to council at last week's discussion meeting and told councillors to expect a number of motions this week. Sackville Town Council doesn't publish motions in advance, but it's expected they will be asked to approve the purchase of a Level 3 EV charger and to hire Tantramar Electric to do the infrastructure installation. There's already $108,000 approved in this year's capital budget to install a second EV charger, but Mrazek is also hoping to get some outside funding on board, which would reduce the town of Sackville's contribution to about $54,000.
So MB Power has a funding program to provide rebates to businesses and municipalities, and I have applied for a pre-approval for our project, and we have received verbal confirmation that we are eligible for $50,000 for a rebate. And another funding program that we are hoping to apply to is the Regional Development Corporation Community Development Fund. What we would ask the RDC for is $54,285.69, and that would bring our total project costs with both of those grants to $54,285.68, which is still well under the budget.
The charger that Mrazek is proposing the town buys is an NB Power Flow charger, which she told council is common throughout New Brunswick and is part of NB Power's e-charge network. The Flow is a fast charger, which means people will be able to get a significant fill-up in about 30 minutes.
There are various levels of EV chargers, Level 2 and Level 3. The Level 2s are much slower, and the Level 3s, which are known as fast chargers, can charge a battery up to 80% in 30 minutes. The Level 3 charger is what staff are recommending in the downtown as the best option. As I mentioned, it will encourage EV drivers to stop in Sackville while on longer drives, and is accessible to downtown amenities such as restaurants, stores, parking lots, or public washrooms, parks. Fast charger would also serve local EV drivers, especially those living in multi-unit residential buildings who are looking to drive an EV but do not have access currently to overnight charging infrastructure.
The Flow charger costs about $58,000, but the bigger cost to install one downtown is the electrical infrastructure to accommodate it. That will cost just shy of $100,000, but the setup will be able to host additional chargers in the future, as well as an outdoor event power source.
Former town engineer did design this so that additional EV chargers can be added in the future, and there would be no additional infrastructure required to supply the electricity. The design also allows for a permanent and event power source to be installed in that area.
Councillors didn't engage much of a debate last week on the EV charger project, though Councillor Bill Evans weighed in with positive comments and noted that one of the reasons Sackville's first EV charger was located at the Visitor Information Centre was because the electrical infrastructure required was not as costly there. Councillor Bruce Finney asked Mrazek if she knew how many people in Sackville currently owned electric vehicles, and Mrazek guessed about 15. Mrazek and the Climate Change Advisory Committee are also working on another electrical infrastructure project for downtown, but this time to generate electricity instead of just distributing it. Before Mrazek presented her report on the second EV charger, Climate Change Advisory Committee Chair Richard Elliott presented to Council with the first update from the new committee. One of their priorities for the rest of 2022 is to develop a solar project or projects involving buildings downtown. The details are scarce on where solar panels might go up, but Elliott talked about giving the panels as much public profile as possible.
One thing we want to do is not just do things quietly, but having them as demonstration products. So if we get some solar panel arrays and we link them up to the downtown charger, we want the public to know about that, to see the council and the town have made decisions that are moving us ahead and making a step. So it's not just saying you guys who live in Sackville should do something. You can say, we're doing it too. Let's all do these things in concert as we move ahead together.
Elliott told council the main priority of the committee is to attain secure funding for Kirsty Mrazek's position, which is currently funded through grants until March 2023.
We see ourselves as a body with no hands or with our arms cut off if we don't have access to the coordinator. we're an advisory committee and we can't really deliver much. But through people like Kirsty and Kieran and others on staff, with the support of you folks on council, we can deliver. And so it's really important to have that coordinator in place. And we applaud you for finding some supporting funds. We applaud EOS for finding outside funding to supplement that. Kirsty's on until March 2023. And we would encourage you to think about actually folding that position into the staff for the emerging community of Tantramar over the next year as something that we shouldn't have to be struggling to get every year, but something we can count on as a mainstay of the team trying to deliver climate change in the future in our community.
You hear Elliot refer to Kieran there. That's Kieran Miller, the town's manager of special projects. The future of Mrazek's position, beyond March of next year, is in the hands of amalgamation facilitator Chad Peters, who is the decision-maker behind the new Town of Tantramar's 2023 budget. Sackville Town Council included a permanent position for climate change coordinator on their priority list sent into Peters, but we may not know until the end of the year what he decides regarding the position. A few councillors spoke in favour of making the job permanent in the future, including Sabine Dietz, Bill Evans, and Mike Tower.
I also want to support the idea of having a full-time coordinator. I think Kirsten brings so much to the table. She's done a lot of hard work focusing on EV chargers, also electric vehicles, and looking out for the grants that can help us get either one of them in here. She's been doing work on the possibility of solar panels. So this is work that we can't expect you guys to do as a committee. But I think with her as a coordinator, she's doing a fantastic job and well worth her weight. So thank you.
Councillor Bruce Finney said he felt differently.
I also have to be honest with you. I don't really feel we need a full-time climate change coordinator. I really don't. I think the recommendations that you'll bring forward to council has the ability to turn around and evaluate them, and then we can turn around and make our decisions. I just think it's an expense. It's not needed at the present time.
Ultimately, the long-term future of a climate change position with the town of Tantramar will sit with a new council to be elected at the end of November. Elliot told the current Sackville Council he hopes to transition the new advisory council over to the new amalgamated municipality.
We also recognize that next year we won't be talking to the Sackville Council, we'll be talking to the Tantramar Council. And we're anticipating this evolution through our process, and we're also trying to make sure that two things. One is that the membership that we're going to have a year from now will be changing, will be more representative of the new community, and will also be able to apply its priorities across this broader group. We recognize that Sackville is still going to be a major player in Tantramar, but so are those other ones, and we want to make sure that they're adequately represented.
That's Richard Elliott, chair of the Town of Sackville's Climate Change Advisory Committee, speaking to council last week. Tonight, Sackville Town Council is expected to consider a number of motions to make way for the town's second EV charging station to be installed in the parking lot between Goya's Pizza and the post office in downtown Sackville.